In testimony this afternoon and tomorrow, sheriff's deputies are describing what they found in Chase's apartment. Anatomical drawings from medical textbooks, notebooks, blood on various items, pieces of brain matter, and newspaper clippings about the murders.
On Monday, January 23rd, 1978, 22-year-old Teresa Lynn Wallen was shot and killed inside of her northern Sacramento home, near the Town and Country Center in the California Capitol's East Area. There, along the 2600 block of Tioga Way, Teresa, Terry for short, had lived with her husband, who was away at work when the crime unfolded. At the time, Terry also happened to be approximately 3 months pregnant. The killer of Teresa Wallen, who had killed before and would kill again that same week, would go on to commit incredibly vile acts of butchery during the commission of this crime. After shooting Teresa in the head at close range in the front of the house, he would drag her body into a bedroom towards the back of the house to avoid being seen or heard by any of her neighbors. There, in the back bedroom, while Terry was still clinging to life, this killer would begin stabbing her with a butcher's knife repeatedly, cutting her open from her breastbone to her abdomen. He would then begin methodically removing several of her internal organs in the process of committing necrophilia. The ultimate goal, however, was to harvest the expecting mother's blood, which he began to pool inside of food containers that he found inside of her home. Before leaving, this individual would head out into the disemboweled victim's yard to retrieve some dog feces, which he then stuffed into her mouth. He would then leave behind her brutalized remains to be discovered by her husband later that evening. In the weeks to come, this killer would commit an even more brazen act of violence, a means to an end, as he viewed it, cannibalizing the victim's remains and drinking their blood in order to, again, as he viewed it, sustain himself. In this misguided and delusional attempt to keep himself alive, this young man would become the villain in a real-life horror story, feeding the worst of humanity's fears and becoming known as the Vampire of Sacramento.
This defendant murdered another human being.
You don't know kind. You're evil.
Not guilty.
I hope that this matter can be resolved.
This has been a brief preview for my new podcast, Resolved, which is available now on Patreon. If you would like to hear the rest of the episode, consider heading to patreon.com/unresolvedpod. where you could become a patron and help support this show. All patrons get access to my backlog of bonus mini episodes, as well as commercial-free episodes of other podcasts from Unresolved Productions, including Unresolved and Hoax. New episodes of Resolved will be made available on the 15th of every month, so stay tuned and make sure to check it out if you're interested. Once again, you could find more information at patreon.com/unresolvedpod. Thanks for listening, everybody.